When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Hurts is just going to take the victory. It. No, he gives it off.
It's a fake show.
And he goes in for the touchdown. Swift.
They line up
he scores again.
Listen, they line up for the shove. They fake shove. Give it to Swift off the left side. And he's in for the touchdown.
He does.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing, actually, because the game should have been over with him going down inside the five. But he scored. They held on. They win. The Eagles win by 7 points. By the way, a brutal, John, loss if you bet the Eagles minus seven.
Ooh.
A brutal, brutal loss.
Oh. And
that's then, where you wonder sometimes, don't you?
Well, sometimes, but I didn't win the Eagles. I think it was one of those things where they just lost their head and decided to go in for a touchdown. But yeah, we'll talk to Sirianni about that and more tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. NovaCare injury report in just a moment. But first, let's listen to Jay Glazer. He advanced the story yesterday pregame on Fox. We had been wondering what in the world is going on with Jalen Hurts, and we finally got some clarity. Here's Jay Glazer, does a nice job with the report, and here he is with the report that clearly advanced the story to inform us what really has been going on.
Okay, he actually has been dealing with his knee bruise, like a bone bruise, for 4 weeks, but he just plays through stuff. He didn't miss any practice or anything like that, so don't have to put him in the injury report. He got a helmet into that same exact area the other night. That's why everybody saw it, started limping, put a knee brace on. He is fine.
All right, he is fine, he said. Well, he's not injured. I don't know if he's exactly fine, but he's not injured to the point he can't play. But he's dealing with a lot of pain, and he's showing a lot of toughness to overcome it and obviously, for the most part, lead the Eagles to victories. All right, let's get more on this storyline and other injury situations from yesterday. NovaCare injury report, as we do every single Monday morning at this time. And today brought to us with Dr. Lisa Kaplan, who's an orthopedic surgeon with Ross Center for Orthopedics in Haynesport, New Jersey. She specializes in rotator cuff repair. How about this? Knee cartilage restoration and ACL reconstruction. So she knows about the knee. Let's talk to Dr. Lisa right now. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are good.
I'm well,
we're better with the Eagles' victory. Wish it wasn't such a struggle to get there, but they got it. All right, Lisa, so let's get to this bone bruise in the knee. What do you know about a bone bruise? How it can, you know, obviously impact a football player, can play through it, but with pain. And how long does it take to heal while he continues to play? What can you tell us about a bone bruise?
Yeah, so they're very common injuries. You know, it's basically a traumatic injury to the bone. And most people think of, you know, if you think of a black and blue, you know, mark on your skin, when you hear the word bruise, that typically will come to mind. But bruises actually can happen to muscle and bone also, so on a deeper level. And so bone is a deep and stronger structure than your skin, and so it takes more force to bruise it. And a bone bruise can really happen to any body in, to any bone in your body. And although many things can cause bone bruises, sports injuries are typically a very common cause of this, just because of the high energy and high velocity. And so most of these, you know, the good news is, right, so most of these heal without any problems. Typically, you'll see anywhere between 1 and 3 months, and I only give that sort of spectrum because of, you know, the magnitude of the injury. It's a large time span because there's a lot of factors that come into play. And so typically, you know, like previously said, you know, I agree, they're not typically game-ending injuries, in my opinion, like some other things like ligament tears or tendon tears. But they can prolong healing in this case, you know, with repetitive running, working out. Again, a helmet to the knee, that can certainly re-aggravate it. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty wide span. And so in his case, you know, I think it's just a matter of some of the treatment options that the trainers are probably providing to him after games and then certainly before games as well.
So from my experience having this, it was from getting hit in the front of the knee, and it basically hyperextended the knee back, and the head of the femur and the head of the tibia clanged together, and that's what ended up getting bruised for me.
How painful is that, John?
It's very painful. I mean, it's basically like it starts as a hyperextension. It feels very sore initially, but it's stable. And so they say, hey, is this the type of injury that he can play on, Doc? he is playing on it. Is this recommended that he can be playing like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I think with you know, it's hyperextension injuries, that sort of gets into a whole nother pot, because then you sort of have to really look at you, make sure they didn't sustain any ligament injuries, of course. Mm-hmm. In his case, you know, that doesn't seem to be the case,
right,
because he has been playing on it. And yeah, I would say, you know, a bone bruise, it can be more of, and we know he's tough. I mean, he's mentally tough, he's physically tough, but it can be more of an annoyance. I would say if he keeps re-injuring it, you know, that would certainly warrant maybe looking into it more, or potential rest. But yeah, a bone bruise with no other major soft tissue or ligament injuries, I do feel is something that an athlete of his caliber could probably play on.
And from my experience, the whole goal was get the swelling out. Like, that was the
exactly.
major impediment to coming back. How are they trying to get the swelling out? We know that he was in there for an hour yesterday. What are they doing to try to get this thing right?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So, you know, with any injury like this, you know, inflammation, that's like the key word. We use that word all the time in orthopedics, not just with athletic injuries. But so what they're probably doing, you know, they're giving him obviously pre-game treatment as well. The post-game treatment, you know, in there for an hour, there's a ton of modalities to think about, you know, at his disposal, you know, being an NFL player. They're doing a lot of icing, I imagine. So icing gets rid of inflammation, gets rid of swelling. They're probably stretching him after. A lot of teams are using hydrotherapy, so water treatment. Right, so like a cold pool, you know, you hear about ice baths. I'm not sure if they use that, but that would be, you know, reasonable. There's something called electrical stimulation, or e-stim, which is where you put little pads, you know, on the patient's knee, and it provides sort of like a shock, like an electrical stimulation to sort of decrease tightness and stiffness around the muscles in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
There's of course massage therapy, ultrasound therapy, which, you know, has been shown to increase blood flow, which is huge. You want, you know, you need blood flow to heal things, and so increasing blood flow around that is really important. And again, decreasing that inflammation, that's key.
So the upkeep for this is going to be before practice, before the day starts for an hour, after practice for an hour. Let's move on to rookie Jalen Carter. We saw that he was removed from the game, injured early in this one. What do we know about his injury, Doc?
Yeah, so, you know, I think, you know, with a back injury, and so I believe he may be getting an MRI. I'm not completely sure about
that.
Yeah,
that's been reported, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So you know, in back, you know, back injuries, it can be a slew of things. I mean, from the most minor things like, you know, a lumbar strain, or, you know, the low back is lumbar strain. You know, in the case of getting an MRI, obviously you want to look again. You're looking for swelling, inflammation around the muscles of the back. But sort of on a deeper level, to make sure there's nothing more serious going on, you know, looking at like the vertebrae. So, you know, the bony blocks of the spine, making sure you didn't sustain any tiny little crack or a fracture to those. A disc herniation. People always hear people talk about disc herniations, you know, and that's really where, you know, one of the little discs which sits between the bones and the spine kind of provides cushion to the spine. You want to make sure that didn't, you know, get injured or moved out of place a little bit, because that can be sort of a lingering issue, especially if it's irritating one of the nerves in the spine. So they're probably going to be looking for all of that.
Novacara injury report, as we do on a weekly basis here after the Eagles win or lose. And this was a win, but a couple guys banged up and obviously hurts. Hopefully, on the mend, even as he plays through it. Dr. Lisa Kaplan. For more information on Dr. Kaplan, go to KaplanSportsMed.com. Again, that's KaplanSportsMed.com, Novacare Injury Report. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today.
You
we really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. You got it.